The city council will vote whether to authorize the terms of the $48 million Treasure Hill and Armstrong Snow Ranch Pasture General Obligation Bond that 77% of Park City voters approved in the November election. Prior to the public vote, $16 million was reallocated from the city budget to lower the cost of the bond to $48 million for the ballot. Budget cuts were made to a planned public utilities building, Main Street Plaza, and a variety of city repairs and improvements. And $700,000 were carried over from 2018. Still, Assistant City Manager Matt Dias says the purchase of the properties is a priority for the city, so the council will consider not only the $48 million bond, but also a sales tax revenue bond to partially fund the treasure purchase and affordable housing projects.
There are two significant financial items here. And first is the $48 million general obligation bond. And then the second is a sales tax revenue bond. And we're using both of these bonds to do three things. The first one's to sort of end the odyssey on the Treasure Hill open space purchase. The second is the commitment of $3 million towards Snow Ranch Armstrong pastures. And the third is there is some money in here for affordable housing and workforce housing. So two financial instruments, three goals, Treasure, Snow Ranch pastures, and Armstrong, and the money towards affordable housing.
Of the $32 million sales revenue bond, Dias says $10 million is allocated for Treasure Hill, and $22 million will go towards affordable housing for the second phase of Woodside Park. The city began collecting an additional 0.5% resort communities sales tax in 2013, with revenue directed towards the Capital Improvement Fund to support a variety of projects. Dias says that revenue wasn't always intended to be used for Treasure Hill.
We have a 10-year plan for our additional resort community sales tax. And that 10-year plan was augmented in order to sort of do what you just said, which is to just put our money where our mouth is. We determined that this was a priority for us. And so we changed the 10-year plan and allocated resources towards Treasure.
Should the council approve the sales revenue bond resolution, a public hearing to discuss the issuance of the bonds and their economic impact will take place February 14th, 6 p.m. at the Marsac Building. The purchase of Treasure Hill is expected to happen in April. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.